Hi, this is Ellie, and welcome to the third story, Slow Burn. As like as they just say, Slow Burn. It's a really interesting story, and actually it's the name of the books by Alan Watts, and the name of the book, as I told you, is Slow Burn, and it's a really interesting book. If we want to talk about the writers, I can tell you that Alan Watts was actually an ultra-marathon runner. It means that, marathon runners run around 26.2 miles, but ultra marathon runner running more than this, I don't know, 50 miles, 100 miles, anyway, he's an ultra marathon runner, and he's actually running every day. Actually, he allocated some of his time for, we can say, for running, and I think he's running a couple of hours a day, and it's really interesting that he's talking about life, and he's talking about running, and he tells us that life isn't actually not running, it's a marathon, or we can say it's ultra marathon, and we have every day we have to do some of the works, and maybe it's hard, we have to work around, I don't know, 8 hours, for example. We have to allocate it and actually spend some time for ourselves or for our family, and actually we need to do different things, and these things need energy, so we have to have energy. And Slow Burn is talking about how can we improve our energy, how can we have more energy. So he's talking that it's really important to work out, to doing exercise every day, and you don't need to running. You can actually, you don't need to sprint every day. Actually, you can walking quickly or jogging. You know, when you walking quickly or jogging, you don't breathe heavily like this. You don't need to actually to do that, because you are actually walking quickly, or we can say you are jogging. And when you do this, you have to talk with someone when you're jogging or walking quickly. So if you can, it means you're not jogging or walking quickly, and you need to change it. And and he's talking that when you actually running fast, I can tell you that you're burning sugar, so actually you don't get as much as energy that you want. But when you running slowly, or we can say when you jogging, or when you walking quickly, it gives you energy. I don't know how, but I've experienced, and I can tell you, yeah, it's really better than actually sprinting or running fast, and you feel better, and I think it gives you actually more energy to do other things that you wanted. So that's the actually main idea that he's talking about. Slow burn, it means jogging or walking quickly, and he's talking that you have to in tune with your body. And walking quickly or jogging, it's means that you are in tune with your body. And actually, I can tell you that it's doing these things gives you actually, it can help you to ignite your life mission. So you need to relinquish some time for running, and it's really important. You need to pace yourself for a long run. It means to, you have to find actually appropriate running or walking for these things. Let me cheat and see that. Did I tell you right, appropriate or not? Come on. We can say yeah, right?
Appropriate.
Yeah, appropriate. Yeah, I think I told you correct. So actually that's it. So you can set a time for yourself, you can allocate it sometimes, actually relinquish sometimes for running, not actually running, walking quickly or jogging. It'll help you to have more energy. And that's it. I will see you next time. Bye bye.